The question is inquiring about my thoughts with regard to the Me Too movement. And this answer is going to be brief because there is no upside to expounding at length on this topic in a forum that I don't control, wherein at any time, anywhere in the future, anyone at all can light upon something I've said here that sounds to them like the wrong answer to the question, and they would be the proverbial devil to pay. This is unfortunate that I cannot delve more deeply into this topic. There is certainly a great deal to unpack, but this is our current climate. This is where the instant gratification of the digital age has in many respects gotten us. The problem is, for a plethora of reasons, that our American culture does not do well with nuance. Things that are marketable and in various ways most useful in the social media ether, where all of our discourses now take place, are either right or wrong, good or bad. If they are bad, they are generally very, very burn-in-hell, career-killing bad. And if they're good, they are the sorts of things that we can all sign on to with a few keystrokes and signal our virtue to the rest of the world. But this is a podcast about actors and acting. An actor's trade is nuance. In rehearsal, in performance, he deals in gradations of good and bad, in shades and levels of right and wrong. Usually what makes the characters that he creates most compelling is the fact that the conglomerate of human conditions at work in him, the depth of dimension that the actor develops in his good work, are too intertwined to disentangle. He defies simple explanation for who he is, what he does. And his models for his creation of such characters are the human beings that he has experienced and observed throughout his life, all of them defying simple definition, all of them nuanced in their perspectives and behaviors. This works in the movies and on stage, but in life, in our present day-to-day American cultural interactions, hashtags and keyboard bullies and exploiters of the internet for the furtherance of one political agenda or another have made it impossible to deal in anything but absolutes. There is no patience for discerning the gray areas, where most of our human interaction on the planet actually exists. That, however, is where I have to live, open-minded and, to the best of my ability, open-hearted, practicing how to channel humanity in all of its inconvenient complexity. That's what all the best works of theater and film are made of. Me Too, like every movement that draws its strength from wielding the powerful cudgel of the social media, is without nuance, or any ability to consider nuance where it exists. That doesn't make it a bad thing, but it's not what I do.